Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Yeah, that was the first song that I knew the words and I could sing all the way through. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Rocking the Suburbs. I am Kevin Bartlett. I want to thank Jim and Patrick for letting me submit a perfect pop and record this episode for you. So, every time I hear an episode of Rockin' the Suburbs, and when they're talking about pop, one song, I always go back to one song. And that song was released in 2007. And it's by a band up to that point that I really didn't even know. The song is Energy, and the band is The Apples in Stereo. The part of the Elephant Six Collective. Now, I have since gotten to know them and their music and some of the Elephant Six Collective bands. If you really want to deep dive down into the Elephant Six, I suggest that you go back to episodes 1590 and 1591 and 1603. Those episodes, Scott Parks and Patrick Foster did a great job of looking at the Elephant Six and explaining and going through some of the catalog of a few of the bands. So, but the Apples in Stereo. So let me tell you how I got to this song, and then we'll talk a little bit about the Apples in Stereo. So I got to this song because I was going crazy. My kids were 6 and 4 years old at the time. And, you know, I would put together playlists, and some of them worked out, and some of them didn't. And I was looking for songs that we could enjoy as a family, and that wasn't on Kids Bop, the latest edition. And one of the podcasts I was listening to played Energy by the Apples in Stereo, and I'm like, wow, I really like that. And I think the kids will like it too. So really, not knowing anything, I went out and I bought the CD, and let me tell you, that was money well spent. The album that it came off of was New Magnetic Wonder, and that was the first album that Apples in Stereo had done in 5 years. The creative mad scientist that's behind the Apples in Stereo is Rob Schneider, and he worships Brian Wilson. Loves the sounds of Jeff Lynne and ELO. In fact, on the album, I was looking through the liner notes, and he thanks Jeff Lynne and ELO, along with the Beatles and the Beach Boys. And of course, Sir Isaac Newton, Ben Franklin, Stephen Colbert. An eclectic mix of the people that they're thanking for this album. And Energy certainly has a Beatle-esque sound to it. You know, doesn't most songs have Beatle-esque quality to it? Rob Schneider, he's a bit obsessive. I mean, there's one song on this album that has 96 different musical layers. It's crazy. They produce, I mean, I mentioned the kind of influences with ELO, Beatles, the Beach Boys, you know, harmonies. And I think that really comes out in this song. Let me play you a little snippet, and then I'll talk a little bit more about how I got here.
And the world.
It's just so hard to come out of that song. The music itself is a hook, right? The words, very simple, but it works. It's an earworm. And I absolutely love that song. And more importantly, at the time, my kids loved it too. Here's a little bit. I went to a concert the other day with my son, and I told him that I was going to do this episode. And he goes, "Oh, I was just singing that song the other day." I'm like, "Oh, that's cool." He goes, "Yeah, that was the first song that I knew the words and I could sing all the way through." Okay, now granted, there's not a lot of words. It's not a Bob Dylan song where, you know, it's paragraphs, verses long. It's kind of very simple, but I love the fact that he has that memory of the song. And, you know, the Apples in Stereo, there's other songs on that album that are really good. And I went back and I watched, because I was watching videos, but I listened to older stuff, and it's so good. So I definitely suggest you go check out the Apples in Stereo. And Energy is just absolutely fantastic. It's so good, in fact, my favorite band covered it. Summer of 2013. I don't know if they were doing it in 2012. I can't remember. But I know for sure that I saw them perform Energy in concert. Here's a little taste of that. Play. And the world is made of energy. And the world is electricity. And the world is made of energy. And there's a lot inside of you. There you go. So you get the idea, right? Fish doing that. I was just ecstatic. Couldn't believe it. I think Perfect Pop deserves to have Energy by the Apples in Stereo. And that's what I have to say about that. Hey, if you're interested, you can catch me every Saturday morning on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. It's the Jammin' with Kevin show. That's from 9 a.m. till 10, no, to 11. To 11 a.m., 2 hours, Saturday mornings. And, you know, if I'm a concert the night before, I'm waking up and playing music for you Saturday morning. So tune in and you'll hear a Fish song at the top when I begin every week. Jim, Patrick, thanks for letting me ramble. And everybody else, go listen to Apples in Stereo, Energy. Take care. ELO, Beatles, Beach Boys, you know, harmonies.